USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shutting down 85% of California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom imposed extreme curfew restrictions through December because of the China virus. The limited stay-at-home order applies to 41 counties. Non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must stop between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Pacific. As expected, pushback from Californians is gaining strength.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Governor Newsom has lost much credibility after imposing China virus mandates and openly breaking the rules himself without repercussions. The sheriff of Riverside County near Los Angeles publicly called out Newsom as a hypocrite and ordered his department to not enforce Newsom's mandate. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
German authorities on Sunday had to disarm an unexploded 1,100-pound World War II bomb that turned up at a construction site in Frankfurt's neighborhood of Galles. Authorities said 13,000 residents were evacuated and mass transit was halted Sunday for the disarming of the bomb. It was discovered by construction crews on Thursday. A California man ended up in a fight with a bear to save his pit bull named Buddy. CBS 13 Sacramento reported Caleb Benham said the day before Thanksgiving he heard a growl and saw a bear had the dog in its mouth. Caleb said he just ran down there, plowed into the bear, tackled it, and grabbed it by the throat until it let go. Mr. Benham describes the injuries to the dog.
It's stapled up right there and then down the side. It's all stapled right there. His eye stitched right there and right here. Actually had got him right on the corner of his eye right there, but didn't get his eye.
The incident took place in Nevada County, California, which is west of Reno down the I-80. The bear has returned several times since the attack, and Benham said he can't figure out how to get the bear to leave him alone. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Week 13 of the NFL season was filled with surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki breaks down Sunday's games.
Week 13 in the NFL saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts topped the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needed overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. The Saints beat the Falcons 21-16 to become the first team in the NFC to claim a playoff spot. The L.A. Rams beat the Cardinals 38-28. The New York Giants grabbed a 17-12 victory over the Seahawks behind backup quarterback Colt McCoy. The Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0. The Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. And the Chiefs hung on against the Broncos 22-16 for their seventh straight victory. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two games will be played Monday night. Since California banned sporting events for the next few weeks due to the China virus, the Buffalo Bills 49ers game will be played at the Cardinals' home field in Glendale, Arizona. 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The earlier game will feature the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Washington football team. 5 o'clock Eastern on Fox. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says his blockers is why the team is having success.
My guys up front have done a great job this week, this year so far, especially the last few games.
One game Tuesday, Dallas Cowboys at Baltimore Ravens, 8:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.